Oh, shit, let's get this right. Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm poor, I'm an addict. Thanks, Daniel, for asking me in his absence. And yeah, it's nice to be here, and it's also nice that Gary ain't in the front row, because when I used to share down here, it felt like the police were in the front row, you know what I mean, you know, monitoring and censoring me share and everything else like that. So, but you know, it's nice to be here. It's nice to see a few of my friends that I haven't seen for a while and everything else, and you know, so see what I can do in 15 minutes. And you know, grateful to Narcotics Anonymous. I realise we've got someone kind of regularly new. I know I don't look like I use crack cocaine, and
I don't use crack, it's coke.
Oh, right, yeah, well, yeah, I use that as well. I use coke as well when it had people
and
look.
Alcohol, sorry.
Yeah, and had super tenants as well, and special brew and fucking vodka and everything else. You know what I mean? You know, so. You know, kind of like, and quick off the mark, yeah. So I just wanted to. You're definitely in the right place. You know what I mean? You know, whatever. Because I just wanted to think, because sometimes it looks, because we've had a fucking wash and everything else, that I didn't come walking in here 7 stone with half my teeth missing and dying and everything else from this illness. You know what I mean? You know, whatever, and you know, and kind of like. Sometimes I think my story ain't like the worst story. You know what I mean? Sometimes I think, you know, there are other people's stories that are worse than mine or whatever. But my story's kept me here for 15 years, 15 years, 6 months and something like that. And I can't give any time in that time where sort of like I've got, you know, pissed off with Narcotics Anonymous or angry with Narcotics Anonymous or anything like that where I didn't come to meetings. You know what I mean? You know, I can't really tell you about, like, in the sense of, like, you know, fucking, like, behaviours and everything else, because I've had enough of mine over the years and attitudes and things like that. But the thing that I've done through everything is that I've kept coming back. You know what I mean? You know, whatever. And they say, if you want to know why you use drugs, stop taking them. You know, whatever. And, you know, kind of like so. But I know that this illness has nearly killed me clean. You know what I mean? Yeah, the only, you know, and you know, I've done the steps several times, and I don't say that just, you know, for like fucking, you know, just for everyone to think, oh, you know what, you know, that's fucking great. No, I've done it because they fucking saved my life. You know what I mean? The steps that I've done at 12 years clean saved my life. You know, I went through that step working guide with a sponsor. The illness had me fucking left, right and centre. And we never used to have old timers or whatever come in and kind of be like, look, just, you know, fucking get back on the steps and do this. You know, everyone used to sit round the fucking sides and everything else, and you know, kind of like, and you know, I was, you know, when you're in the middle of this illness with resentment, bitterness, hatred, you know, and conflict in every area of my life and everything like that, you know what I mean, and you don't see it. If I'd had an argument at work or something like that, or fell out with my boss or something, or a work colleague and abused some intimidation, I didn't know that, I didn't understand that that would have spiritual consequences. You know what I mean? You know, whatever. You know, I've done step four, step five, step ones, you know, in early recovery, and they fucking helped. You know what I mean? You know, they helped. Even though I didn't think they were much great or whatever, they started removing some of the stuff that I'd come in here with. You know, or whatever. And, you know, and when I finally done a fourth and fifth step after about 2 years, 2 years in, I mean, my first fourth and fifth step, I was on my knees. I was knocking on the door of my old treatment centre, wondering what was going on. You know, I was working, I had a job, I was paying bills, I was going to meetings, I was doing service, I was doing everything except the steps. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, whatever. And I remember walking back into a treatment centre back in, it would have been 2003, and my sponsor held the gate open and he gave me a step four and five that had I stuck around and not got pissed off, and you know, kind of like, and left because we couldn't go to a meeting on a certain night or whatever, and and I thought, you know what, I'm fucking coming back to London, I'm going to meetings, fuck it, you know what I mean? And that's what I did. But you know, going to meetings ain't enough, you know what I mean? You know, whatever, you know, because as soon as I'm in here, my disease of addiction is doing press-ups. I've got the stuff, I've got my past and all that other stuff and the resentments that I've accumulated from the consequences of my addiction and everything else, and then the stuff I'm getting up to clean. You know, whatever, so, you know, whatever. So without the steps, I you know, I'm an accident waiting to happen. You know, whatever, and, but, you know, I didn't really understand fully the nature of that until I was 12 years clean. you know, whatever. And again, you know, the disease of addiction or whatever. And people say it's not about the drugs. Well, it is about the drugs. You know what I mean? It will always be about the drugs. But it's my behaviour and attitude and the way I deal with things and my reactions to the outside world that kind of like put me in positions where my disease can slowly get a little... It don't do it quickly. And so, you know, we're building lives and we're getting all those good things. You know, might even get a fucking relationship if you're lucky. You know what I mean? Or unlucky or whatever. Sometimes they stick around. Sometimes they don't. You know what I mean? And, you know, kind of like, and, you know, but, you know, the one thing that's consistent is that I turn up. You know, whatever. And it took a long time for that kind of like, you know, for me to learn about things like acceptance and whatever. It won't mean fuck all if you're at your first meeting, you know what I mean? You know, just know that when it got bad, I was down King's Cross and Euston bus stations and, you know, in and out of squats and fucking crack houses and everything else. Dealers dealing from my ass, you know, for one of each and everything else, you know what I mean? Me and my brother used to share a dinner around my cousins, you know, or whatever. For many years, I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, you know, shared other people's work, so I couldn't bang up myself. I was more a smoker, you know what I mean, you know, or whatever. So I know what it's like. I know what it's like to live on the floor and live with nothing, have your bed coming through with springs and everything else, you know what I mean, you know, and not knowing if, you know, you're going to end up out on the street or whatever. So I know what it's like. I've lived in terror from this illness. You know, when you mentioned cocaine, I mean, I come from quite a naughty area, you know what I mean, you know, whatever, and I started owing people money on cocaine, and I swear, you know, every corner I turned for many years, I thought I was going to get fucking whacked, you know what I mean, you know, or whatever. So, you know, I had from up to about 19, I thought I was invincible, and then when I started taking coke and pulling a few stunts and knocking a few characters around my manor, that's when I really felt, you know, any corner I could turn now, I'm going to get an eye in, you know what I mean? And I come from a place where kind of like people, you know, they're nice to you one week and you'll be carrying your fucking stomach down the road, you know what I mean? So, I know what it's like to be scared, frightened, you know what I mean, and feel the full force of this illness. And, you know, and that's been enough to kind of keep me coming back for, you know, 15 years. I don't want that back. I don't want that back. You know what I mean, you know. And whether I'm fucking one day, 1 month, 1 year, 15 years, 6 months, you know, I ain't too big enough that I ain't got to work this programme, I ain't got to go to meetings, I ain't got to help others or anything like that. You know, and, you know, my disease is always ready to take over. You know what I mean? It's all right, we can all sound well in the meeting, but as soon as I'm out there, it's a different game. You can be on me, you know what I mean? You know, or whatever. But, you know, the one thing I do, I take it everywhere I go. You know, I've just come by. I haven't done any NA meetings. They were in Spanish, and to be honest with you, I didn't really want to. There was plenty of other fellowships. I know that's contravening the fucking traditions or whatever, you know, but there'd be a few that would have me hung up in NA for that and all, you know what I mean? But listen, I like to go where I can understand what I'm hearing, you know what I mean, and not in fucking double dutch, you know what I mean? And, you know, so, but, you know, you know, so I'm sorry, you know, I can't shut doors on me. This ain't football, you know what I mean? You know, I can support my football team, but I need as many doors open as possible, you know, or whatever, because I ain't having this illness kill me, you know what I mean? You know, whatever, and I'm going to stick around, work the steps, do what I have to do, you know, whatever, and, you know, get to an extra meeting, pick up the phone, you know, make an extra phone call, do all that sort of stuff, the basic stuff, you know, or whatever, and I get a good life because of it, you know what I mean? You know, how are we doing for time?
You've got 6-7 minutes.
You know, sure, lucky I ain't doing the 40 minute because I'd have nothing else to share, you know what I mean? You know, whatever. And, you know, kind of like, so yeah, I mean, this year's been an important year for me as well, you know, kind of like, I was a postman for many years, you know, kind of like, I mean, my brother's there and picking up his 4 years as well. I remember when he was on his bed, on a bed in St Mary's Hospital in Paddington. And he'd taken an overdose, washed down 70, 80 paracetamol with alcohol and everything else. And I was listening to some music at 12 o'clock at night, and I see my sister on the phone, you know what I mean? And I didn't know what I was going to find, you know, the old man, no one got out of fucking bed. It was left to me, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like to go down. I knew where St Mary's in Paddington was because I used to go to meetings there. They used to have a newcomers meeting there on a Wednesday night and in the Patterson Wing. And, you know, so, I mean, I could have found anything, do you know what I mean? I hadn't seen him for fucking years. I thought he'd had a hit or something like that, you know what I mean? Or had a hit and gone over, you know what I mean? you know, and you know, so he's getting his 4 years today, which is a, you know, a miracle, you know what I mean, you know, whatever. I just bumped into an old school friend on the train or whatever coming back. I was just coming back like from Stansted, and I didn't go on holiday to Stansted, but and I bumped into an old friend that I grew up with, and we was kind of talking about like a lot of people that I know and I grew up with that are dead, you know what I mean. And and the funny thing was, I was saying to him, you know what, I always like to kind of speak about the people that like I know that are kind of died as well, you know what I mean, because kind of I was saying to him, I said, like, I ain't being funny, you know. We was talking about a guy that, from my manor, that recently kind of blew his brains out or whatever, and couldn't get clean. He stuck his head in the door in the 1990s or whatever, had a look around, but didn't stick around and just stayed out there or whatever for the next, you know, 20 years, and eventually put a belt around his neck and blew his brains out. And I went to the funeral as well, and I remember, and his mum was really good to me, do you know what I mean? Because, you know, when I was at it or whatever, I was a fucking nuisance to neighbours, and, you know, I used to hear things and everything else. I used to think neighbours were banging things and stuff like that, and I'd be up on their door causing murders, you know, and she would stop, like, evictions and everything else, you know what I mean? She was really good to me, and I really felt for her, because I was sitting in Costa Coffee, because I went to the funeral, and She walked down, and I thought, you know, like she's going to bury her son, you know what I mean? You know, like a mother going to bury her son. And I was saying to my pal on the train, I was saying, you know what, that could have quite easily have been me. He could be sitting here telling, you know, talking about me dead and telling my story. And, you know, I'm here, and, you know what I mean? It's kind of very fine lines, because I remember one night one of my pals gave me a hit. And I'd had a few Valium or whatever, and some of them was clean now as well. He was about 10 years clean, and you know, this night I fancied a hit, and he knew how to bang me up, you know what I mean? And so he's banged me up, and the next thing I've gone over in the passage, and he's kicked me and everything else. He said, "Paul, I thought you was fucking dead," you know what I mean? You know, and you know, kind of, I thought, well, you give me the hit, you know what I mean? How would you have felt, you know what I mean? I mean, I persuaded him to, you know what I mean? Well, I didn't have to, you just give your friends a hit, didn't you? That's what you do if someone wants to, you know what I mean? You know, whatever, and, you know, kind of like, and I was also thinking about, like, one of my friends that kind of, like, I got clean with, and, you know, whatever, and the first time I met him was on Oxford Street, and he was selling perfume. His name was Paddy. And I always remember he had a big wad of money and perfume in his hand on Oxford Street and whatever, and I thought, fuck me, I want to be like Paddy, do you know what I mean? Like, big wad, that was fucking, like, amazing. And when you're grown up and you ain't got nothing, you know what I mean? You see someone with a big load of money, selling perfume, got the gift of the gab, you know what I mean? You know, whatever. And the next thing, we're running about Camden as junkies, and then the next thing, we're fucking clean. And going to meetings in Buck Street and everything else, and that was my first London meeting. I remember it really well, kind of like when I'd come out of treatment, because, you know, when I come out of treatment, you're 7 days clean, you've got decisions to make, you know what I mean? I know we don't like to think, you know, I ain't got decisions. I had decisions to make, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, and I remember getting to that meeting in Buck Street or whatever, and sort of like at 7:30 to get out of jail meeting. That was my first London meeting, and I think it was set up by Tamba and a few others, and Scouse Mark and whatever, for obvious reasons, like they'd all come out of prison and they needed somewhere to go, you know what I mean? You know, kind of like, and you know, so I kind of like, and that would have been where I would have met, you know, Paddy. I hardly had any money on me. I think, you know, I went straight to the social, and I was surprised when they gave me a couple of £100. I felt guilty for having it, you know what I mean? And I got to the meeting. I think we went to Morietti's, and they were talking about 90 meetings in 90 days. I thought they were talking about prisons and jail sentences and stuff like that, you know, and I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of there, to be honest. You know, or whatever. But we used to have share-ups, and eventually Paddy could tell you, oh, you know, go to meetings, get a sponsor, work the steps, and then he couldn't get off the fucking sofa, you know, whatever. And eventually, you know, the illness took him, and he was one of my first kind of pals or whatever, that you, or buddies or whatever you want to call them, that are kind of, you know, and it is hard coming out of active addiction and everything else, and, you know, stepping out of our comfort zone and meeting new people. I didn't even like the people I grew up with, you know what I mean? you know, whatever. I didn't come in here and there was a pink cloud and I got along with everyone in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, whatever. All I knew was that, like, there was just a little, I just heard enough to get me from meeting to meeting. You know, whatever. And, you know, and that was sufficient and whatever. And then, you know, obviously when we do the work or whatever, we get a little bit better. We make a few new friends or whatever. We start to trust people, get sponsors and whatever. And things start to get a little better over a period of time and years. You know what I mean? You know. But I've got, you know. And they say, like, don't leave before the miracle happens, you know what I mean? And I honestly believe that miracle never happened until I was 12 years clean. I had so much negativity. There's so much negativity and belief systems and stuff that's going to get in the way of not coming here. Relationships, families or whatever. This illness is going to find ways not to fucking come here. And it don't want you here. It wants you with all those lovely things, which are great, you know what I mean? We didn't come in, you know, to have nothing, you know what I mean? But remember, I've got to come here, I've got to stay here, you know what I mean, and turn up, you know what I mean, and then you get the don't leave before the miracle happens. If we put the work in with many years, or you go fucking clean and crazy and mad and nearly end up in a fucking nut ass or something like that, clean, you know, or whatever, but I stuck around and whatever, so, and I've come through the other side and I keep coming back, and that's about the best I can do. Thanks for letting me share.